Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victoria has recorded 567 new cases of COVID-19 community transmission from almost 51,000 tests. That is the highest daily figure of identified infections for the state during this current outbreak. The Victorian Health Department also recorded one death linked to COVID-19. On the same day, Greater Geelong, the Surf Coast and Mitchell Shire have entered day one of a seven-day lockdown. New South Wales has recorded 935 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 from 124,650 tests. Four deaths were also recorded, taking the death toll from this outbreak to 245. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has warned that even though the daily case figure today is the lowest recorded in around 3 weeks, it's too soon to become complacent.
Because we've had a number of cases in the last few weeks, people ordinarily get very sick in the second week of the illness and sometimes stay very sick for a long time. And that's why we need to continue to brace ourselves for October being the worst month.
Queensland has recorded just two COVID-19 cases in hotel quarantine and none in the community from 8,500 tests. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says almost 57,000 vaccine doses were administered over the so-called Super Pfizer weekend. Ms. Palaszczuk says she is confident the state has registered a target of 60% first dose vaccine coverage.
But we need even more. We have got a sense of urgency here, everyone. We have got to get people vaccinated. Because we don't want to see our hospitals overwhelmed and our people sick.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is heading to the United States for a series of meetings culminating in the first face-to-face Quad Leaders Summit. The Quad includes the United States, India, Australia and Japan. Mr. Morrison will also meet with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Washington, having announced a security pact between Australia, the UK and the US. Before boarding a plane at Sydney Airport, Mr. Morrison provided a statement to the media.
As I embark now to go and see our friends in the United States and meet with many others, both from Europe, from the UK and the United States. This is all about keeping Australians safe. This is always about ensuring that Australia's sovereign interests will be put first.
And koalas are in rapid decline nationally, with 30% of the iconic species lost in just 3 years. That is according to alarming new research released by the Australian Koala Foundation. Every region across Australia saw a decline in the koala population and there were no upward trends. New data shows a 3-year decline as high as 41% in New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory, 37% in Queensland, 31% in South Australia and 16% in Victoria. Australia's koala populations are now estimated to be between 32,065 to 57,920, down from 45,745 to 82,170 in 2018. This is SBS News in Easy English.